It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Still talking Penn State recruiting, now really just trying to answer the question, now what? So Penn State really has a lot of momentum going here in the last week of May. Greg Pickle is here. I'm Dustin Hoxman. But this is really about Greg, about trying to figure out where we're headed here, how many scholarships are in Penn State's 2019 class, try to reassess that, and some of the primetime targets left on the board. Are you ready, Greg?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's dive into it.
Let's reaffirm, now that Penn State has some momentum, what the number is in the class that we're looking for. Mid-teens?
I think so, yeah. I mean, again, the one thing that, you know, so you maybe get a guy or two here or there that unexpectedly decide to leave the program, and that ends up giving you more space than you thought you had. But, you know, 17, 18, 19, 20, I can't see it being more than 20 at this point in time, just looking at how things work out. I mean, it's a little bit tight right now, to be honest, at 7, when you actually start looking at the 85. But, you know, you have things like guys leaving for the NFL and this, that, and the other thing that will help you get to where you need to get to. But, yeah, I mean, I would say they can add 10 more at minimum and 20 at most. So we're looking at 17 to 20 at this point. I just think that for Penn State to get where it wants to go, there's going to have to be a few instances like this where the heartache, I guess you could say, of leaving some guys off the board and you have more guys that don't leave early, it will eventually work itself out to where you get guys you get almost like an Ohio State or an Alabama cyclical effect where guys come, they play 3 years, they graduate, they go to the NFL, and that's that. They maybe stay 4 at most. But right now, you got guys here 5 years. And, you know, as you look around college football, that's fairly rare to see. So this might be one of the last classes impacted by, just the way everything worked out when James Franklin got here, Dustin, when they had to sort of, they loaded up, and then they had to take a step back, and then loaded up, and now, you know, we're at this point where they're they have to take a small step back numbers-wise just because the roster is pretty top-heavy, even though they lost a ton of key contributors after last season.
Yeah, and then I guess just recently with Robbie Martin opting to walk away from football, there are just some things you can't predict from a numbers perspective. Attrition takes on many different forms, including one where the Penn State staff has to say, kind of spell out the writing on the wall for some guys. It's kind of that down and dirty behind the scenes kind of thing that has to happen at some level to manage the roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really delicate thing to discuss, both for the coaching staff and the kids and for us, because, you know, you don't want to make – nobody wants to be the bad guy. But the fact of the matter is, some guys – look, I don't think James Franklin is saying to any kid, hey, your scholarship, it's gone. Get out. It's not working that way. But what will happen is that, you know, there will be conversations and, you know, they'll be made very clear to guys that – barring a rash of injuries or you becoming, two times the player that you are right now, in some cases four times the player that you are right now, here's our depth chart. Here's what these guys all the boxes they check that you don't. If you want to play, it might be best to look elsewhere. And for some kids will decide to do that, and other kids will stay. And they'll like Penn State. They'll obviously like the education, their friends, all of that. And to them, battling or helping on the scout team or just being a depth piece is what they want to do. So everyone's a little bit different in this regard. There is no question about it. But, yeah, for some guys, it's an easier thing to do than others.
So who on the board right now, Greg, looking at some of the guys that they are really like, how many must take no matter what the circumstances are? How many guys left on the board are in that category who are realistic targets for
Penn
State?
Yeah, I mean, I think you put Zach Harrison, the 5-star defensive end from Ohio, in that category. There's no question about that. It's hard to – you would not be able to tell him no, as far as I'm concerned. Outside of him, though, I mean, are there some guys that are like that? Yeah, of course. But for the most part, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily look at anyone in this class and say that, you know, if things all of a sudden got crazy and 10 kids wanted to commit at one time, and they were the right 10 kids. That there, I think there's some guys in here that are considered some of Penn State's higher priority targets that maybe potentially could get on the outside, left on the outside looking in. You know, one guy that comes to mind in that regard is a kid that I think most figured Penn State would get, and that's Lewis Cine, the cornerback previously from Massachusetts who's now playing high school ball in Texas. He's a guy that I think might be, unfortunately, you know, in that position where Penn State would love to take him, but I don't know if they have room for him. So keep this was sort of the hard thing about recruiting, especially when you have small classes. You're going to have to tell some really talented players and guys you've recruited for a long time that the inn is full, and it's no fun for anybody. But he's one guy that comes to mind in that regard. As the defensive back class really, really fills up. But, you know, outside of him, I just – outside of Johnson being a guy that, you know, is a must surefire take, you're always going to have a spot for him. I don't know. I mean, I think Penn State would take Noah Cain pretty much whenever. I think if it found a quarterback it liked to join Taquan Roberson, it would take that player at any point in time. You know, you look across the board here, tight end, I don't think they're going to get a tight end in this cycle. I just, when you look at it, I just don't know if I see it. You look at the offensive line, I mean, there's a couple of guys out there that have been, you know, is Xavier Truss in that category? Perhaps. I'm not 100% sure. The four-star offensive tackle from Rhode Island, he probably is in that category that you're always going to have a spot for him. But I don't know if I see a rush of, you know, commitments coming along the offensive line that could eat up his spot.
Yeah, offensive line recruiting tends to go a little bit different. So it's one thing to get – if you get a bunch of guys who are phenomenal athletes who are all 6'1", 190 pounds, you have some options what to do with them, you know, safety, cornerback, whatever, flip the side of the ball. If you have offensive linemen, I think you generally work a little bit more towards a number there. Yeah. You would love to take the best available players and all that, but I think I pointed out a couple weeks ago that Penn State, four offensive linemen in every recruiting class under James Franklin, exactly four, never five, never three. This could be the year where you don't get to four.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I could see that. You know what? I think it's one of those years where just about anything is on the table because you kind of went crazy on defensive backs here, and I think that was probably part of the plan. But, I mean, other than that, I could see just about anything. Again, at some point, it'll be a math equation, and you have to decide where you want to spend your numbers and where you don't. I mean, looking at the offensive line, Ja'Kai Moore, it seems like he's going to be in the line eventually. Truss is certainly in that conversation. Trevor Keegan's visited a handful of times. Anthony Wiggins, a kid from Lackawanna. Penn State already has his teammate, Jaquan Brisker, the safety. Wiggins could very well end up being a Lion as well. But, yeah, I mean, I look at this. Salim Wormley announces Delaware three-star guard, announces in late July. You know, I look at this, though, Dustin, and, yeah, I mean, I could see it getting the 4 or 5 for sure, but there's also a very easy line of thinking that could says it's less than that. So we'll see how things play out.
We will see how things play out. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show talking some Penn State recruiting in the 2019 class. The Lions are hot, and it looks like, barring surprises, I guess Cameron Kelly, who I think is a June 8th announcement.
Yes, that sounds about right.
He is the next name to circle as far as, you know, who could be next.
Yeah, I don't know. I've sort of lost my feeling on him at this point in time. I mean, he's almost like, I guess it's not an exact comparison, but he's almost like a sign in the sense that you've thought for a while there that Penn State was the surefire lock, and I would assume the crystal ball probably backs that up. But, you know, if you look, he's been to Oklahoma, he's been to Washington State, he's been to Clemson. I mean, I think he's visited some other places. So I'm sure Virginia and Virginia Tech are going to have a say in this. So, yeah, interesting one to watch there. I don't know what your thoughts are, but that kind of reminds me a good bit of, again, of Sine, where you could have assumed a while ago that Penn State was going to get him, and now I'm not so sure.
A lot can change in a couple weeks before June 8th.
There's another in JUCO. I was just looking at the announcements that are coming in. There's another in JUCO from New Jersey, so it's impressive. It's what, like 8 now, I think? It feels like, you know, David and JUCO just went somewhere, and his brother, yeah, it's, wow, it's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were saying JUCO, like junior college.
Oh, no, I'm
like,
sorry. Okay, there's,
but you were just observing. Greg was doing the Google and speak.
That's
which
right.
Which is good.
Fairly common, yes.
Yeah. So 2019, one of the players who had looked like a foregone conclusion, and this is how recruiting operates sometimes, John Mechie. Now maybe not as much. You have Josh Gattis now down in Alabama. Alabama has the most recent crystal ball pick, I believe. Steve Wilfong from 24/7 Sports, I think, put one
that
in.
That was an eyebrow raiser the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, he knows what he knows, you know. He hears things that probably a lot of us don't. I'm not sure if wide receiver is an urgent position anyway, but John Mechie's a good player, and it looks like maybe there's no room at the end for him.
Oh, Dustin, I think the one thing that I'm a little bit baffled by with this is that he could have committed to Penn State. It seemed like he was ready to commit since, like, last September, honestly. I mean, he came to all those camps. He was a frequent communicator with the staff and a visitor with the staff, and I don't know, man. It just makes you wonder, what was the holdup? What was the delay? Why did he decide not to commit at any point? And now you see Alabama get involved. And, I mean, to me, it looks like the classic, you know, everyone thought he was going to go. It's almost like Christian Wilkins in a way, except Mechie's a little bit more outspoken, whereas Wilkins, I mean, if someone didn't go to his school and talk to him, it'd be a question of whether he was actually a person. I mean, he just was not public at all, which is fine, but some kids are like that, some kids aren't, and he wasn't. And Mechie's a little bit more out there on social media, but again, he's the kind of guy that you look at it and you say, okay, he waited all this time, he didn't commit to Penn State. Maybe even though we all think he's going to go to Penn State, he clearly is looking for something else. I mean, because what's the point of waiting this long if you're as gung-ho about the school as everybody seems to think you are? So I agree with you. It seemed like a lock. Now not so much, and not really. I mean, a guy is still a watch for sure, but something's not right in this recruitment as it relates to Penn State.
And then what happens is Alabama really wants you, and then Georgia offers on May 1st. South Carolina offers on May 10th. Texas offers just a few days ago. So John Mechie, there are some things to figure out in his recruitment. Just off the cuff, where Penn State is and what targets are on the board, can you expect a class that rivals the 18 class as far as national ranking goes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the one thing that'll be tough is it just depends how many five stars they get, honestly, because
you might need a surprise or two. You might not be expect. I know they're in play for Zach Harrison, but you probably need to get a Zach Harrison type if you want to make that kind of move.
Agreed. And it's only because of the numbers. You know, they're just going to have too few guys to, the average star rating might be better than last year, but the formula that is used to track where you're actually at in the team rankings, which is not average star, it's something else. I don't think Penn State have enough guys to be in that same spot, but we'll see.
So I want to look at, we'll take a quick break, but I want to look at running back recruiting and look at just over the years, the impact players Penn State has brought in under James Franklin and figure out where all this is going. Devin Ford is the latest. So we'll talk about all that in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.